ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Main engine start.
I remember the day so clearly.
Two, one, liftoff.
Roger, Challenger. Obviously a major malfunction.
I ran outside as fast as I could and I looked up in the sky.
Couldn't believe it, it exploded.
I'm science reporter Fiona Pepper.
And I'm Dr. Carl.
We're going to tell you the story of Challenger.
Challenger Legacy. Search for Science Friction wherever you get your podcasts.
Or on the ABC Listen app.
In a cave on the island of Sulawesi, nearly 68,000 years ago, somebody put their hand against the rock and painted around it. Exactly who that somebody was, what they were doing, and where they went next are big questions that scientists are trying to answer. But if a new paper in the journal Nature is right, this particular painting happened 15,000 years earlier than anything that's been found in this region before. It might even be the oldest human rock art in the world. Just. I'm Jonathan Webb, and this is Lab Notes from ABC Radio National. And this week, I'm joined by our very own science reporter, Jacinta Bowler, who's been investigating this story. Hi, Jacinta.
Thanks for having me.
Can you tell me what archaeologists have found in this cave in Indonesia?
Yeah, so if you were to go to the cave, I don't think you would see much. It's a limestone cave on Muna Island in Indonesia, and it is open to the public. You can go and have a look at it, and what you'll see is a bunch of different cave art on the walls there. But actually, behind a cave art drawing of a chicken, there is a very faint handprint. It's got some red around it, but it is barely there. And that is what the scientists believe is, the oldest cave art that has ever been found. And it's 67,800 years ago at minimum, which means it's long before Neanderthals became extinct and just a huge, huge amount of time ago.
Yeah, fascinating. And also, people can just go and visit this cave if they happen to be in this. Is it a fairly remote part of Sulawesi?
Well, this is what was interesting, actually. I spoke to the researchers about it, and they said that there's a road right next to it. You can go and visit this. As far as I know, they haven't shut it down yet. It's not like it's completely closed off. The researchers themselves, they were actually doing some work trying to look at some of these older, more well-known sites to see if they could find anything there. And yeah, they struck gold.
And this handprint in particular, is there anything remarkable about it?
Yeah, so it's some of the oldest forms of art that we have. You kind of put a hand onto the wall, you'll spray ochre onto the hand. In this particular case, and this is something unique to the region, they actually will move their hand slightly and then spray it again. And that produces a kind of more claw-like handprint. So it's got these narrow fingers coming up to the top, which don't really look like hands. They're kind of somewhere between a claw and a hand. That's unique to Indonesia specifically. And it's in the oldest cave painting ever, which is just incredible.
So you bring up the dates. How do they measure those, and how confident are these margins of like a few hundreds or thousands of years?
It's actually extremely hard to date any kind of rock art. It's very difficult. A lot of the time you just can't do it because there's nothing there to be able to tell you when that art was made. But in this case, it's limestone caves, and there's actually something called calcium carbonate that forms just on top of the painting. So this is things like stalactites and stalagmites, but just anything that kind of produces over the top of the painting. And so what the researchers can do is, using lasers and other exciting technology, they can take a small amount of the sample and actually go and see how old this is. So it's interesting because this type of technique, it's always on top of the painting, which means that the painting may actually be older than 67,800 years. It's only that the stalactites on top of the painting are what the researchers are measuring.
Right. On this limestone wall of a cave, as water seeps through and it dribbles down over the top, It like puts a lacquer over the top of the painting, which is the only reason we can get a date, because it's in front of where the art was done.
Yeah. And then because, you know, this doesn't last forever, a lot of the time this will actually flake back off again, particularly in areas where it's quite close to the edge of the cave. So if it's near the entrance, which is where a lot of cave art is, it will slowly come off again because that's just how this stuff works. But in this case, it's quite deep in the cave and it's quite well protected. And so it hasn't had that same thing happen. So I guess that's why it's so old.
Wow. So you've got to be lucky.
Absolutely, yeah.
Reminds me of paleontology where you know, the dinosaurs we happen to know are the ones that fell into mud swamps and got fossilized. Like, you've got to have the art in the right kind of cave at the right part of the cave to be preserved for us to be able to include it in this history.
Yeah, I've been doing lots of stories about archaeology recently, and all of the scientists are like, if we find it, if we find literally anything that is similar to this, we know that it was probably happening in the region. So in this case, for example, we have been so lucky to be able to find this particular cave art and be able to date it. It's pretty likely that there's other cave art either that is as old that we just can't date, or we haven't found yet, or has flicked off the wall at some point in the past.
But this is a new record for this Indonesian region, is that right?
It's a new record, full stop. It is the oldest cave art that we've ever found.
Wow. By humans or Neanderthals or anything?
By anything, yeah.
Wow. And what's the significance of that? So both the fact that it's the oldest we've seen, but specifically in this region, just north of Australia.
Yeah, so the most recent one before this was thought to be from Neanderthals, and that was in Spain. But this is in Sulawesi. It's very close to Australia, and it's at a time period where there's a lot of discussion about when Aboriginal Australians first came into Australia. And so there's a particular rock art site called Majabibi, where there's been findings at 65,000 years. And so that's what is known as the old chronology. But there's not a lot of other evidence, particularly through that area in Indonesia, of people coming through there to then make it into Australia. This is only one little evidence point, so there's definitely more that could be done. But it does show that there were, if this is correct, it shows that there are people in that area around about the right time to be able to then continue on its way into Australia.
So this new discovery in Indonesia aligns well. So it pushes back, I guess, the record of this kind of art in the region, but it aligns with stuff we found at archaeological sites in the Northern Territory. Is it today's Northern Territory?
And people had to come from somewhere, right? The thoughts are that they come from Indonesia into Papua New Guinea, into Australia. And so to do that, there is assumedly going to be people in those regions, and you should have evidence of those people in those regions. And the archaeological evidence for that so far has been really any archaeological sites that match up with those dates. So this new cave art, if it's confirmed, is just huge, particularly for proponents of the long chronology, for that older age of Aboriginal Australians coming into the country.
Is this likely to be a finding that scientists who work in this space in particular celebrate and accept, or is it going to be a bit controversial, do you think?
I think it depends on who you ask. Even within archaeologists, there are definitely groups that think that this is 100% the case, and people that are still kind of unsure.
What are they unsure about? Is it the exact dating, or something else to do with the interpretation of the culture?
It is quite hard to date rock art in general, and this is just one technique of being able to do it. There are some researchers who aren't so sure that these dates are as correct as the researchers think that they are, but this is the best that we have at this stage. This is basically, unless we can think of a better technique, this is what we're working with.
How fascinating that the only thing we know about these people is the art that they left on the walls of the caves.
Yeah, it's really amazing. So Griffith University archaeologist Adam Brum told me that it really connects us to our past.
Makes me look at the world around us now in a totally different way when you just see this incredible story of the human journey, the way we, the way our ancestors and close relatives survived in this unimaginably deep past. It's fascinating.
So What's next, Jacinta? Well, is there more to discover, more types of dating to try and use to convince the skeptics, I guess?
Yeah, so definitely dating techniques is, I'm sure, something that they're looking into. But more generally, finding more evidence of this is the most important thing. So if they can get any kind of archaeological evidence, really, that kind of shows the movement of people through that area, that would be a real boon for them to be able to confirm that this is definitely the case.
Thank you so much, Jacinta, for sharing your lab notes with me.
You're welcome.
You can read Jacinta Bowler's story about this rock art on the ABC News website. Thanks for listening to Lab Notes on ABC Radio National. This episode was produced on the lands of the Gadigal, Wurundjeri and Menang Noongar people. It was produced by Fiona Pepper, mixed by Roy Huberman, and I'm Jonathan Webb. Catch you next week.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.